Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. I can't believe you woke up that judge.
Why? You know me. I wake up friends at 4:30.
So what time did you actually call the judge?
6.
And he answered, obviously.
He was sound asleep.
Not happy.
He was not happy. Wondered how I got his cell phone number. I don't know.
So what's the bottom line there?
He won't comment on cases. He wouldn't comment on I'm hearing he's been threatened. But I found out that he's going to be ordered, retrained, after this latest incident.
Oh.
Yeah. We have details on this. We're going to get into this. And we have the sheriff calling in, Kevin Krause, who says this guy's a threat to public safety.
Right after the news at 7:30, an update on that story with the judge. And
it's not often you hear that a judge is a threat to public safety.
No, I can't say that I've heard that very often.
No.
However, you sent me a report on the power of spirituality when it comes to mental health.
Look, I'm not a preacher, and I certainly don't go to church religiously. Get it? My wife does. But when I go, it's funny, Larry. It's not funny. It's an hour where you can find peace. And I think that was the gist of this for me. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Hogan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing well. And anticipating another thunderstorm, hoping that the creek doesn't come across the banks again, you know?
For you, everything has a religious under or overtone because that's what you do as a pastor. People unload all their troubles and horrors on you every day. How do you maintain a strong mental health?
Well, I've got a great wife and 4 great kids and a great group of people God surrounded me with.
And me. You have me.
And I got Marty, too, yeah. And I think if you wake up each day grateful for what you've got and you express that gratitude to God, it's really hard to get rolled throughout the day, you know?
And you bring up such an important point, and I tell this, and I've shared this over the years with my kids too. You know, start your day by counting your blessings, and instead of what you perceive to be wrong, because there's going to be both. But gratitude is very powerful in and of itself, right, Pastor?
It certainly is. So there's enough going on in the world to drive you nuts if you can't muster that.
So, my man, let's get into this study, which pretty much says going to church helps your mental health, right?
Right.
And they surveyed 200,000 people.
Right, yeah.
And they say people flourish with religion, right?
Right, that was their takeaway.
What do you take from this study? You knew this, didn't you?
I did. I think the thing is that Byron Johnson, the professor that did the study down at Baylor, what he's really not commenting on too much other than the data is that the opposite worldview is just steeped in nihilism. It's this concept that nothing matters, that we are all just, you know, lucky monkeys who are going to die and waste away and that's it. And if you're born into a world where you're told that your species is destroying the planet, you don't matter, that you're a victim at every turn, that the deck is stacked against you, and in the end none of this matters, how do you develop a good outlook? I don't understand that.
And Byron Johnson, to your point, professor of social sciences at Baylor, wrote there is mounting evidence, empirical evidence, suggesting that people who are active in their faith tend to be recipients of a number of important physical and mental health benefits. In some ways, I guess that isn't a surprise.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I also believe that, you know, God is omnipotent and can do much. So if you have a prayer life, and you're seeking help with things in your life, the help is possibly available to you if it's within God's will to give it to you. And so that has to increase, you know, the outcomes for you somewhere along the road.
Could it also explain so much unhappiness and so much uncertainty now because so many people don't have faith right now?
Oh yeah, there's a horrible story right now about a woman in Europe in her late 20s who is scheduled to be euthanized next month because she's bored with life.
Yeah, I saw that.
And you know, what kind of society have we become where you can just, you know, call the doctors and say, you know, I don't really dig life, so just, you know, put me on the calendar so you can kill me. That outlook, that's the very, like, the penultimate description of nihilism, where it's just none of this matters, so I might as well just go.
What do you say to people who are on the brink and share that with you and say, Pastor, I'm having this high level of anxiety and I'm questioning those things? What do you say?
So one of the blessings for me, and I'm glad it's not my kid's testimony, but it is mine, is that I was there. I was a junkie 30 years ago, and I the whole world just seemed like an impossible to climb mountain because of the hole I had dug for myself. And so I looked at the world through those glasses, thinking that this is all worthless and I'm just going to die in my addiction. And I can testify to people that God rescued me from that, and that my life is entirely different, that he flipped the script completely. And I have joy, and I have a family, and I have a job that has meaning, and it's possible for them as well. So when people hear that somebody has climbed out of that hole, that can give some of them hope. You know, not all. Some people are really sort of addicted to their misery. They define nice. Themselves by being unhappy, and those folks, you have to build in a little bit of boundaries with those folks, because you want to encourage them, but you don't want to carry them to the point where they drag you down.
Pastor James Hogan, thank you as always, Pastor.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, you guys are rock stars. Have a great day.
Keep the faith.
You got it. God bless. Bye-bye.